speaking with Eliza Lilleman, is the vice president of the Rock Ridge FFA and the Section 4 president, which includes 10 schools in our area, traveling with the vice president of Illinois FFA, Lane Harvey. I guess your experience this week, Eliza, what's that been like visiting all these Section 4 schools?
It's been really cool because I get to meet and connect with all the Section 4 FFA members and kind of build a bond with them. A lot of them don't really know me because we're speaking to a lot of freshman classes, so this is their first year in FFA, so it's kind of cool to get their first perspective on FFA and kind of show them what it's all about.
And then as far as traveling with a state FFA officer, what has that experience been like, getting that opportunity?
It's a lot of fun. We have a lot of fun going all over Section 4. He's from Southern Illinois, so he's never been up here. So it's really cool to kind of show him around Section 4 and where we're from. And then I also kind of get to see a lot of what he does and what all the other major state officers do.
Yeah, has there been, as your conversations and what you've done this week, it's been not just today, we're talking about a whole week. Has there been any common theme, common question, common message that you've received when you've been out there, or has it just been a bunch of different stuff?
It's really something different at every visit we go to. We've been going to two schools in the section each day, and we're on our third day now, but every section and every school and every chapter is something different.
Well, and I guess it also gives you the opportunity to tell people that vocational ag education is probably really strong in this area of the state. Do you get a chance to brag a little bit about that? Or a lot of people say, well, actions speak louder than words, and the Illinois FFA vice president, he can see firsthand and foremost how important these ag programs are in Section 4.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like I said, he's going to be going to every single chapter within our section, and I think that's really cool that he does, because he sees how strong our chapters are here and how important it is to the FFA chapters are to every school in our section.
Eliza Lilleman joining us on WRMJ. Well, it's nice to have an Illinois statewide FFA officer traveling through our neck of the woods. Lane Harvey is the vice president of the organization. So tell us, Lane Harvey, what's been your experience this week? See a lot of different FFA chapters in this part of the state. So what do you think?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I'm spending this week traveling through Section 4. Yeah, it's been an amazing experience for sure, just to see all the different schools and FFA members here in Section 4. I've had a great time, and definitely some great potential coming up the next few years from what I've been seeing here in Section 4 for sure.
Why is this outreach so important from the state FFA officer team?
Yeah, it's important to see what the FFA can do for you. Like I said, I'm just graduating from high school in May, and I take this year off of college to travel the state. And it's important for kids to see if they keep taking and these steps in FFA, how far it can get them. Like, I'm 5 hours away from home here living out of Eliza's house and getting to see so many great students every day, and it's important that they get an opportunity to see that is a future opportunity if they wish to pursue that in this organization.
Yeah, and you become a member of the statewide FFA officer team back in June, I believe. So what has the learning curve been like, you know, wrapping your arms around this statewide officer position? You've been at it for about 4 months now.
Yeah, it's still surreal. It's definitely weird every time I look down my jacket and see state vice president on it for sure. It's a surreal experience. I'm very blessed. And we just kind of hit the ground running right there from June 11th, and I just haven't looked back since. I'm extremely blessed to be where I am in this organization. Couldn't be more thankful.
So you're in Section 4 this week, visiting two schools every day. So that's a total of 10 chapters. What do you think of FFA in this region of the state? We're talking about Western Illinois, and then so far traveling throughout most of the state of Illinois. I'm sure you had some other travels as well. What do you think of the status of ag education? We still in a pretty good place?
Yeah, ag education, do you mean as in Section 4 as a statewide?
We're really getting a gauge both. I mean, what do you think Section 4, and then kind of give us a view of what you see statewide as well?
Yeah, Ag education is extremely important all throughout the state, and I think we're doing just as well now as we ever have been. It's extremely important, though, that we remember we got to keep these vocational classes in high schools and teach more students that it's okay to work with your hands, and it's just as important to have as many people working with their hands as it is in offices, for sure. And that's one thing that's very important to keep spreading throughout the state. But, yeah, ag education is in a great spot right now. We have some very bright talent in the Illinois FSA, and I'm extremely excited to see where it's going to take us in the next couple of years.
Yeah, and just as far as traveling to this portion of the state, what have you thought of what you've seen? Have you had a chance with a windshield tour to look at the corn and soybean fields of this part of the state? Have you had a chance to reflect on some of those observations?
Yeah, I've got to look at a lot of stuff. I actually got to go home last weekend, which is the first time at home in a while. We're not ready to harvest yet at home quite yet. A lot of people are in the fields up here harvesting. The corn and soybeans look good. I talked to a farmer yesterday, and he was saying that he's having some pretty good yields, and he's happy with them for the year that we've had. So it's very nice to get to travel and see different states. And I think some of us don't realize just the difference in the state of Illinois from traveling to the top to the bottom. Because for sure it doesn't look anything like it does at my home up here sometimes. And it's extremely cool to be able to see the difference just within our state of Illinois.
All right, good to have Lane Harvey, the Illinois FFA Vice President, traveling through Section 4 of FFA, again, 10 area schools in western Illinois. Safe travels.
Thank you.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.